The natural gas industry in western Idaho is looking for large pockets of natural gas underground. It's using a process called seismic testing. It helps companies like Snake River Oil and Gas know exactly where to start drilling. Rob McLeod is with Gulf Coast Permits and is helping analyze 50 square miles near the town of New Plymouth. He explains how 32,000-pound trucks help determine if there's gas hundreds of feet underground.
And they put their pad down on the ground, and it shakes, and it causes waves to go down through the earth, and then they reverberate through the substructure and come back up, and the noise is picked up by the geophones on a separate line.
Geophones are small devices with wires attached that are strung across the ground. They measure the seismic motion as noise and send that information to a computer. The computer will generate a 3D picture for scientists. Standing 50 feet from the trucks, it sounds like this. This is the first time that 3D mapping has been done in Idaho. Without this technology, workers would drill a hole and set off dynamite to shake the ground. The industry used this opportunity to show lawmakers the process. David Hawk, a contractor with Snake River Oil and Gas, was on the tour. He told lawmakers what they were seeing from a bus. Afterwards, he said lawmakers appeared confident in the regulations they approved.
And I believe that they felt like they made the right decisions at that time, and I think they still do believe they made the right decisions.
The 3D maps should be done by December. Snake River Oil and Gas President Richard Brown says he hopes to start drilling for gas by next summer. In Payette County, Idaho, I'm Aaron Coons.